There's a program at the Cleveland Public Theater called Entry Point. It lets theatergoers get a peek behind the curtain to see a series of plays in progress. It's part of a national movement to bring new voices to the stage. David C. Barnett from Here and Now contributor WCPN IdeaStream reports.
Playwright and director Meredith King is coaching an actor through a scene from her brand new play, Saturated Fat.
Tim Gunn says that fat girls like us should never wear box pleats, pastels. Yes.
King says the play examines cultural stereotypes about being overweight. And as someone who has lived with descriptions ranging from plus size to Rubenesque, this is a very personal story for her. And she says the original inspiration came from Twitter.
There was a hashtag called Fat Side Stories, just seeing these things that people had actually experienced and read about that, frankly, were close to my heart as well. And I was like, we need to do something with this.
Saturated Fat isn't quite done yet, but King and her actors tried this scene out on audiences at Cleveland Public Theater's Entry Point Festival. Executive Artistic Director Raymond Bobkin says 12 works in progress were staged, each one performed 3 nights in a row.
Entry Point is about, at that point of inspiration, at that really early place for the playwright, whether that's I've developed one scene really far enough, it's already up on its feet, or I have a rough draft script.
Audiences provide valuable feedback in this development process, not only through laughter, gasps, and applause, but from post-production Q&A sessions aimed at giving the writers some perspectives that you just don't get in a room by yourself behind that keyboard.
For me, the help is in having the audience in the room and hearing how do the tempos play out, where does it seem to be dragging.
Playwright Eric Coble's plays have been staged in New York and across the country. His latest is an absurd comedy called The Family Klaxon, involving a birthday party, cyber terrorism, and an animal flu outbreak that makes pets spontaneously combust. The piece got what's known as a staged reading, where actors sit on stools and read the entire script.
You can never really judge the effectiveness of a play based on one audience. But over 3 nights, if the audience keeps responding in a certain way or not responding in a certain way, you can begin to guess, okay, it's probably not the audience, it's probably my play. And that's a big gift.
The Entry Point Festival is part of a larger movement across the country to bring a bigger mix of voices into theater. For instance, the Washington, D.C.-based National New Play Network represents more than 100 theaters who are devoted to nurturing new work. The network established a database featuring thousands of plays and playwrights. Writers can post their work for consideration, and theaters get a larger pool of plays to choose from. Cleveland Public Theater's Raymond Bobkin says it's an opportunity to give a voice to plays born outside of the Big Apple.
So much of the theater in the past has been like this pipeline out of New York. So all the plays sort of had a New York perspective. Now the plays are getting shared from all over the country because of this.
Good. Okay, so what are you thinking for Tracy Knows Best?
Meredith King appreciates the encouragement that all the playwrights are getting.
Some of us came into this with scripts, others came into this with just nuggets of ideas, and they've been able to help us all in whichever ways that we need. And that's really rare.
King says she's happy with how her play is progressing, and she's looking forward to sharing her nugget of an idea with a bigger audience. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.